real grilling. And I don't want to go after Ron Paul, but I'm hearing from a lot of people, folks, big buzz out there. They want him to get really aggressive when he's on the House Banking Committee with Bernanke and others. He brings up how it's hurting things, how the debt bubble isn't going to work. But why? How about, hey, the Federal Reserve's private. You know, you guys engineered this thing. He'll say things like that here on the air, but he's just so gentlemanly on the news and everywhere else. He's got this platform now. They're putting him on the news more and more, I think, because they know he's not being that aggressive. And I think he thinks like a Zen master. It's a catch-22 where he can get on more and just show people the alternative. And by being more palatable, that he gets more attention. But I think you've got to break through the mesmerized spell that people are under with some cold water in the face or a slap against the face. But Ron Paul has done so much good, and it's overall good. And you know, it's easy to look at somebody in the arena and say they should do it this way or that way. I just think we should look at people like Senator Sanders and others, who's an independent, by the way, as leaders as well. You know, lots of leaders. Cynthia McKinney, very bold. That's why they went after her. But go ahead and finish up your point on that, Mr. Williams.
Yeah, I think my whole thing, as far as wanting to see Ron Paul be more aggressive, I look at it more as being just like a form of constructive criticism. Because Ron Paul, you know, he has the network on the internet, he has the money, the movement. But I think that if he just would have been a little bit more aggressive as far as attacking people like Obama and Hillary, that he could have baited them into responding to him, and then he could have showed the world that, you know, he is the man. Because on foreign policy and on economics, Ron Paul is, you know, he's the man. I mean, even within the black community, during the polling, Ron Paul, as far as amongst blacks, was getting more support from blacks than any other Republican candidate.
Well, I agree. And let me just throw in here. People need to tell Ron Paul, hey, we want to hear you get behind the states' rights movement. We want to hear you tell your supporters to get behind that so that we can try to reconvene the federal government and arrest these criminals. He is out there speaking out, and he does go before the Republicans and say you killed a million people. So that was very bold. That took a lot of courage. But I agree. It's constructive criticism. We need to have more of that because he is so prominent. We built this guy. He needs to, you know, dance with those that brung him. And he is doing that. It's just that I totally agree with you, Marcus.
Yeah, and I think I even talked to you on your show shortly after the New Hampshire primaries where Ron Paul, I guess, wasn't receiving votes. I think it was in the town of Sutton. And I was hoping for Ron Paul to, you know, hop on and make an issue as far as the whole voting fraud thing. And, like, hold a big major press conference, maybe like in Sutton, with people that voted for him, where the votes were being counted. And I think that by him just ignoring it and just moving on, thinking it would be a waste of time as far as not challenging the vote fraud that was happening in New Hampshire, I just think that was just another sign of that passivity. But Ron Paul, besides him, Cynthia McKinney, and Kucinich, I think that he's by far easily the best politician out there. And I just hope that in the future that maybe if he doesn't run in 2012, that he become, you know, be more aggressive and get out there and hopefully pick up a running mate who has just as much star power as him and hopefully try to make a difference in the future. But I really appreciate you guys for even giving me an opportunity just to come in your show just to discuss a few issues with you. And I know it's kind of getting close to winding down, so I just want to thank you, you know, once again for just giving me a chance to promote my story and to have an opportunity just to talk politics with you, because I never thought in a million years that you would call me and ask me to do this. So that kind of just shows me a little bit, actually a lot, that you know you're also a person, you know, who's, you know, reaches out to the regular everyday working person and willing to do whatever it takes to really try to get the word out.
Absolutely. Well, the Nubian Bookstore there outside Atlanta, Georgia, Marcus Williams, thank you so much for all you do, and thank you for your help with the Obama deception. God bless you and Godspeed.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
You bet. Take care, sir. We'll talk to you again in the future. All right. An amazing individual. Very informative. Another one of those great people out there fighting tyranny, defending liberty. We're going to come back and into Senator Sanders' true resistance to Bernanke, what we need to see more of from Ron Paul, and a lot more straight ahead. Then we're going to get into the vaccines, shipping bird flu out and putting it in the flu shot.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There's a bunch of these clips on the internet. These hearings went for hours. We're going to play several of them. Then go to your phone calls. We have a guest coming on dealing with the bird flu that they tried to mix up with the regular flu vaccine so it could mutate and just cause incredible devastation. That's mainstream news that it could have done that. That's coming up. This is Senator Bernie Sanders questioning Ben Bernanke, and he starts asking him, where is the money? Where did you spend it? And Bernanke tries to spin it and says, it's on our website. And he goes, what banks did you give it to? Well, I can't tell you that. And Bloomberg Financial is reporting on this yet again. And it's not $2.5 trillion. It's not $3 trillion like the senator's saying. It's over $9.7 trillion right now. So let's go ahead and go to that clip.
Will you tell the American people to whom you lent $2.2 trillion of their dollars? Will you tell us who got that money and what the terms are of those agreements?
We explain each of our programs. In terms of the terms, we explain the terms exactly. We explain what the collateral requirements are. We explain what
to whom did you explain that?
It's on our website.
Yeah. Okay.
So all that information is available in our commercial paper.
And who got the money?
Hundreds and hundreds of banks. Any bank or that has access to the U.S. Federal Reserve System.
Tell us who they are.
No, because the reason that it's counterproductive and will destroy the value of the program is that banks will not come to the
decision. Isn't that too bad?
Sorry?
In other words, isn't that too bad? They took the money, but they don't want to be public about the fact that they received it. We heard a whole lot about AIG. They're on the front pages.
These are very
now, I got banks, and I have businesses in the state of Vermont who are in a lot of trouble. Not banks. Our banks, by the way, are doing pretty well. Now, how do these guys who are honest business people get it? Do you have to be a large, greedy, reckless financial institution to apply for these monies?
There is no subsidy. There is no capital involved. There is no gift involved. It is a collateralized short-term liquid loan that is both over-collateralized and is recourse to the company itself. We have never lost a penny doing it.
And how can other institutions get those loans as well?
According to the law, we are supposed to be lending to depository institutions.
Let me just say this, Mr. Chairman. I have a hard time understanding how you have put $2.2 trillion at risk without making those names available, those institutions public. And we're going to introduce legislation today, by the way, to demand that you do that. It is unacceptable to me that that goes on. Mr. Chairman, one of the issues that bothers me very much is that for many, many years, some of us were concerned about deregulation. Some of us were very concerned about where the economy was going. We didn't hear much coming from the Bush administration, who told us over and over again that the fundamentals of the economy were sound. We didn't hear much from the Fed. Now, looking back, do you think that maybe there was a problem there that you did not raise some alarms out there and said, we got a problem when trillions of dollars are being floated around the world in a deregulated, non-transparent way? When you heard people talking about the fundamentals of the economy being sound, how come you didn't raise an alarm?
Well, there was a massive credit crisis, and it's been true that our regulatory system and our financial supervisory system did not succeed in preventing those impacts. And I think it's very important that
did not succeed in preventing them. Let's take it another way. Do you think that the repeal of Glass-Steagall was a tragic mistake?
No, I don't think so. But I do think we need to have much more effective holding company and oversight supervision, and I strongly support a strong program of regulatory reform going forward.
Mr. Chairman, in my state, people ask me how it could be that you're providing loans at almost zero interest rates to large financial institutions who are then charging consumers 25 or 30% interest rates on their credit cards. Do you think that that's acceptable, or do you think that those institutions that are receiving help from the Fed should substantially cut those interest rates?
Well, with respect to credit cards, we've been working actively in that area in a couple of dimensions. One is that credit card credit availability will be enhanced by our TALF program, which I've just announced.
But you're not answering my question.
Mm-hmm.
Should a financial institution that is being bailed out by taxpayers charge those taxpayers 25 or 30% interest rates when they're receiving?
Well, you need to address that to the Treasury because it's the TARP that's providing help to failing or damaged firms. The Federal Reserve lends to healthy firms on a collateralized basis.
Last question. Many, again, of my constituents, and I think people all over this country, are wondering why the CEOs of these large financial institutions who have been extremely greedy, reckless, and maybe have engaged in illegal behavior have not been fired so that we can work with people who want to really reform the system. Should the CEOs of the financial institutions that have led us into this deep, deep recession be fired?
Well, pay and job tenure should depend on performance, and those that should perform poorly should lose their jobs. Many have lost their jobs.
Well, most of them, of the major guys, are still holding their positions.
Senator Alex.
Absolutely amazing. Let's just go through that five-minute clip and the lies that were there. Number one, the good news, before I get to the lies, though. This guy has an aura of invincibility, this aura of being God. You watch the body language and the verbal language when somebody like a president or a prime minister goes to speak before Congress. They shake their hand, act friendly, kiss their butt a little bit. when a private Federal Reserve chairman shows up before, they would quiver, they would shake, they would grovel. Reporters do that because they know this is really who owns and runs the country, these private banks that run these scams and masquerade as federal. And when you have people like Senator Sanders and just a few others treating them with the disrespect they treat us with, treating him like a common criminal that he is, and you heard Sanders saying someone need to go to jail, that guy and Alan Greenspan, chief among them, Henry Paulson, all of them, Geithner, Summers, Volcker, they engineered what's happening now on record. And so Ron Paul and others need to start getting aggressive, not even disrespectful, but they need to be disrespectful. We need to pull them down off their pedestals. We need to show people the common crooks they are. That's how this is going to happen, as people identify who the enemy is. Just identify the enemy. You do that, everything's going to hell in a handbasket. People are going to bring them to justice. You've just got to identify the criminals and the source of the infection. This is the cancer. Bernanke and the rest of them, they're the New World Order. They're the ones using all of this to get new regulations against their competitors while they've fallen under the regulations. That's their new regulations they're talking about. It's a global government over where your money goes, or some middle-class person trying to leave the country. See, they take the crises they create and always get more power in this global new bank that's going to run the world. Let's go through his lies. First off, we've got to stand up to them and identify them as the scumbag crooks they are. That guy should be arrested immediately, not up there. But he didn't like it. He's not used to that. He's going to get more and more used to that, punks. We are identifying you for the den of vipers you are. There's no future if we don't. You heard him say, keep the Glass-Steagall Act. Keep the repeal of it that allowed all of these derivatives to happen. They're not changing any of it. The CEOs, the CEO caps, all the major banks are exempt from that. Another hoax. He lies and says that's all up on our website. And the Senator Sanders says, no, it's not. Who'd you give the money to? It just says on the website, we won't tell you. He goes, who'd you give it to? Oh, it's all on our website. No, it's not. And then he has to admit, okay, it's not there. A criminal liar counting on you being stupid. You have been not stupid, but diverted by football and acting cool and, you know, all this other crap, folks. If you don't worry about the banks, as the Founding Fathers and history shows, you get enslaved real fast. Okay, because with the stroke of a pen, they'll create enough money to buy the world back with, as Thomas Jefferson said. And as the head of the Bank of England in the 20s said. Then the biggest lie. He says there's no cost in these trillions of dollars we've given to private banks. Really, your taxes are going up. All these new regulations, we're going to pay carbon taxes to pay for all this. They're telling you it's over $20,000 per American, and that's in 5 months of the banker takeover. $9-plus trillion since then. Plus the debt service on it, there's interest on it. But he says, oh, no, you're not paying a penny. It's just free. Well, the banks have no intention of paying any of that back, and the government will just grow if they did. Then he lies and says they're doing something about credit cards. Everybody I know that's got credit cards, who even pay them? They might have a 3-4%, got good credit. Suddenly they're telling you it's 10%. If you have bad credit, they're going, it's no longer 18, it's 29. This is loan sharking, mafia level. So they do. They give the banks these trillions, and then they go out and loan it to people at giant interest. See, the interest rate cuts aren't for us. It's for the elites. And then he talks about how they're getting tough on CEOs. These guys, a few of them have retired, in one case with billion-dollar golden parachutes. Others, you know, their deputies just roll into the place behind them. They're still on the board, so they're raping everybody financially there. And this is the culprit, Ben Bernanke. But that's how he needs to be talked to. When he starts lying, Sanders cut him off and said, hey, that's not what's going on. And Bernanke had to back off and basically admit he was a liar there because he was faced with someone that wasn't completely ignorant. I bet Sanders doesn't know about the Dallas Cowboys, but Senator Sanders knows how the banks work. I bet Senator Sanders doesn't know the coolest new T-shirt to wear, but he knows about the banks. And successful people know how the world works. Even if you don't care about your fellow man, you better care how stuff works. You better want to know how things operate, ladies and gentlemen. The world isn't all patty cake, nice, friendly. It's very dangerous. There's a lot of hardcore parasites in the elite ranks and at the low-level ranks. There's people out here in daily business that'll rip you off in 10 seconds, that'll scam you in 1 second. There's a million people out here that'll knock you over the head or shoot you full of holes for $100. There's people out here that'll get you and kill you just for fun. There's people out there that'll screw you to the wall. Stop being denied You know, stop living in denial. Stop being little mindless, gullible sheep out there. And start acting like Sanders did. Just let these crooks know you don't respect them. They're filth, and they're going to be brought to justice. We need jail time for these people. Prison is the only place they need to go.
Hello, this is Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources, and I'd like to share some thoughts with you. In today's economy, with the government spending gone wild, the banking system on the verge of collapse, and Wall Street in continuous freefall, we both know that it's critical that you protect your savings and retirement programs now. Macroeconomics can be very confusing, but the solution to securing your personal assets is very simple. It's purchase of gold and silver. These precious metals have been the trusted means of exchange for centuries, and they've never been more important in our country's history. It's up to you to design your survival plan, one based on gold and silver. Give me a call. I'm Peter Kranchnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and allow me to outline an easy answer to your questions. That's Peter Kranchnabel at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Call Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108, while you can still purchase gold with paper.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we
stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of my...
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailouts. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Dr. Rebecca Carley is a degreed medical doctor, a surgeon. Her only child was damaged by vaccine. She began to investigate it. And we just got her on the line. She was pointing out something I wasn't even aware of. The London Telegraph reporting on a bunch of people dying in Poland from a bird flu vaccine test. And you guys did pull that up, right? You said you did pull it up. Throw that up on screen for folks so they can see it. There's a lot to cover in the time we have left. And I also want to go to calls for folks that are holding on this subject. But, Dr. Carley, we'd love to have you back up next week for 2 hours, if you can do it, to really to tell all this and go through your knowledge. Now, on one side, bird flu itself can kill people, but it's very hard to catch. The point is they're mixing it with vaccines and then not even irradiating it. That's no accident. Just absolutely amazing. And regular flu vaccine inoculations, and thank God some subcontractors tested it and it killed the ferrets. They were testing it just to see if the regular flu vaccine had been irradiated, because if the ferret gets sick, they know it hadn't been irradiated properly, but said the ferrets died. This is mainstream news. This is deadly bird flu they were trying to mutate. But let's just go ahead and go to Dr. Rebecca Carley. Tell us what's happening.
Basically, they're trying to cause the pandemic. They have already stockpiled at least 250 million doses of the bird flu vaccine. You know, the shelf life of that vaccine has a certain amount of time by which they'll have to throw in the garbage. So they have to start the pandemic so that they can give the vaccine, which will then cause the bird flu pandemic. I encourage all of your listeners to go to my website, drcarley.com, drcarley.com. Go to the bottom of my site, and you will actually see posted an article entitled U.S. Controls Bird Flu Vaccines Over Bioweapon Fears. In fact, this is an Associated Press article that says that our government is reluctant to give bird flu vaccine to some of the rogue nations for fear they will use the vaccine as biological warfare. So when you actually look at what's out there, folks, it becomes crystal clear. This is genocide. This is population reduction, and it's happening right now.
All right, let me stop you right there. You just brought a huge piece of the puzzle that I wasn't even aware of. We Googled it. It's true. I have the AP article about them admitting bird flu vaccine can be used as a bioweapon. Now this company in the U.S. ships it, doesn't tell the companies they're subcontracting to make regular flu vaccine that they're mixing it. By God's grace, they did a test, and it killed the animals. They looked at it and said, this is H5N1, the deadly stuff that would then become airborne by being mixed with the other flu vaccine. And here it is. Homeless people die after bird flu vaccine trial in Poland. The London Telegraph, July 2008. And it says three Polish doctors, six nurses are facing criminal prosecution for a number of homeless people died following medical trials of a vaccine to the H5N1 bird flu virus. I mean, this is, and they keep telling you you're a kook if you don't want to take vaccines, doctor.
Right. Well, let me also state, you see, this is very intentional because the H5N1 bird flu virus is not actually able to be picked up by humans in a regular scenario. So by putting it with a regular human flu, they're intentionally causing it to create a hybrid virus. And this is how they're going to make the bird flu virus be contracted by the people, because it's very virulent, and basically the scenario that it creates is very disturbing. You actually bleed out into your lungs and suffocate on your own blood.
Please continue.
Okay, and I want to just make it clear. I encourage the listeners once again to go to my website, drcarley.com, and read the article I now have posted, Science of Vaccine Damage. We have a number of non-pharma-funded veterinarian researchers that have documented what I've been saying for 12 years, that it's not just the diseases themselves the vaccines cause. When you inject live viruses into the bloodstream, you bypass the critical part of the immune system, and vaccines, in fact, cause all autoimmune diseases, non-traumatic seizures, cancer, and genetic problems in people and in pets. So this is the greatest epidemic the world has ever known, vaccine-induced diseases. I've developed a protocol to reverse these things, but we have to stop this holocaust on humanity. Not only humanity, our pets, and our food sources.
Well, doctor, I wanted to back you up. All these big veterinary university studies, as you know, have now come out showing thousands of percentile increases in the area where dogs and cats are injected. Everybody I know injects their cats and dogs, and they almost die.
Yep.
They have seizures. It causes, as other medical doctors have told us, autoimmune responses where the brain swells. That's causing actually most of the autism.
Mm-hmm.
The mercury is a side issue.
Right.
And here they are trying to send out bird flu mutated with regular flu for deadly airborne flu that kills over 60% of people that come in contact with it. And then meanwhile, they're running billboards and ads everywhere saying vaccines are good, take more. HPV's killing a lot of the girls that take it. It's okay, dying is good, it keeps you safe, dying keeps you safe. I mean, it's mass insanity. We're going to come back and talk about how this kills you and how you think they're going to release it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrists, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
They give it to homeless people and it kills them. Another company ships it to all these labs, doesn't tell them what it is, tells them, oh, here's the mixes, mislabels it, has them mix it with all these different strains of regular flu. They admit that it will mutate inside the growing process and mutate inside the... And we just lost Dr. Carly. I just heard her disconnect. So, John, will you get her back on, or is she still there? Oh, the ISDN dropped. Okay. All right, well, we're here. It doesn't matter. Okay, let's get the guys in there and get that reconnected. Doctor, break this down for folks, how it kills you, what's going on, and the larger picture with all the documentation you've got. And she neurotically goes through all, even mainstream documents, mainstream news. And by the grace of God, a subcontractor tested the flu shots, because they've had so many people get killed in Europe from them, on ferrets, and it killed them deader than a hammer. So they tested it and freaked out, saying, what on earth is this? This is incredible. Dr. Carly. Yeah, we're having some phone systems go up and down. Get her back on for me, okay? See, you know, I don't think it's the government doing it, though they admit they've done sabotage other people. This always happens when, and now, Jesse Ventura happens like once a month. But it's always, and now Willie Nelson, and now Jesse Ventura, and now we will expose the bird flu plan. And we've got like three backups in there, so hopefully that'll get it fixed. So we will get her back up and on the line. Okay, Dr. Carly, did you hear my questions?
Yes, I did. Strange things happen when I do shows like this. I just want to mention a couple of very important things that people have to realize. First of all, there's been almost $1 billion, with a B, $954 million has been put aside in the stimulus package for further inoculations. And as people are listening to our corrupt Congress in the District of Criminals talking about mandated health insurance, you have to realize that just like they're doing in Massachusetts now, they're going to tell you what you need to do in terms of your health, quote-unquote, coverage. It's actually death coverage. And so this is what's going on. This is a population reduction agenda. One other quick thing I just wanted to mention is that there's at least 9 biowarfare weapons labs in every state at this point, and the way they ship their viruses from lab to lab is by Federal Express. So as they're trying to tell us that we have all these rogue nations to fear with their biological attacks, in fact, the FedEx truck that's delivering packages to your house could very well have H5N1 on it as well.
And, Doctor, remember the wreck 4 years ago with the FedEx truck? And they asked, why is there weaponized super bird flu on board? Remember that?
Yes, I do. That's how I found out about this.
All right. Well, I mean, as a medical doctor, as a surgeon, as somebody who's been researching this in-depth for years, tell us what the bird flu will do if it goes airborne, or if people would have taken these shots that killed the ferrets, how this kills you. I see different news reports of that it kills 60 to 90% of people that come in contact with it.
Well, what people have to realize is that they've intentionally weaponized this by going up to Alaska and digging up dead bodies that died, people that died from the 1918 Spanish flu, which was not a Spanish flu at all. It was actually caused by inoculations given to soldiers in World War One. And since it was such a killer, these minions from the Department of Army Pathology in Washington went there and dug up those dead bodies and brought that, those lung tissues back and, you know, did the DNA deconstruction on it. And they have combined that with the bird flu in order to make a pathogen, which is going to kill young people. That is the very serious aspect of this. This is not going to just kill, you know, the young and the old, as usually happens with different pathogens. This is going to specifically target young people in the ages of, say, 20 to 60. And this is going to basically cause you to, as I said, bleed out into your own lungs. You're going to suffocate on your own blood. And the aerosolization aspect of it is not just with chemtrails and things of that nature. If people in your neighborhood are stupid enough to get injected with this insane vaccine, they're going to be coughing and sneezing on you. And so that's part of the aerosolization thing. They're going to be able to make this pandemic happen very quickly once they introduce this into the United States population.
Absolutely. I want to show the viewers out there the headline, flu pandemic could kill 1 billion people around the world. This is in the Journal of Nature and a bunch of other publications a few years ago, where they're out there fear-mongering, trying to get everybody scared. And then meanwhile, I have the mainstream news, and I see these all the time. You pointed one out, homeless people die after bird flu vaccine trial in Poland, London Telegraph. And then I bring this up to listeners or people on the street or talk show hosts make fun of us, saying, no, we can trust Big Pharma, when Bayer admittedly shipped out over 1 million ampules of factor VIII filled with HIV and hepatitis and didn't even get in trouble for it. And it came out in court. They knowingly did it on purpose because it's about population reduction.
Yes. If anyone puts Henry Kissinger in Memo 200 into any search engine, you can read about how he testified in front of Congress that population reduction is a national security issue.
Yeah, State Department Memorandum 200, and the classified version, written in 73, declassified in 92, states that is the overall agenda of the entire New World Order is to kill people. Go ahead.
Yes. Yes. They have to decrease the population because of the fact that since they're suppressing all natural energy technologies, such as Tesla technologies and things of that nature, they only have a certain amount of products that they can, you know, allow to be used on the planet by the people. So So rather than allow the natural solutions out there, they're going to just kill off a large percentage of people so that they can continue to make money in whatever endeavors they have available to them.
And doctor, you know, you're a medical doctor, and I've had all these other medical doctors on about this, and they've caught them adding hormones to tetanus shots to sterilize women.
Yes, I have documentation of that. Let me just say, I'm writing a book about this going to the genocide level. I have a book actually published by NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, entitled Immunological Adjuvants and Vaccines, where they actually admit in that book that they are putting the hormone HCG, human chorionic gonadotropin, into tetanus and diphtheria vaccines and giving it to women. That is the hormone produced by women when they become pregnant. So if you inject it into somebody, they become allergic to that antibody. They produce antibodies against it, and then they abort their own children when they become pregnant.
Let's be clear, and they call it a soft kill weapon in their documents, as you know, because they could just sterilize the woman, but that's not enough. They want the women to keep getting pregnant and have violent miscarriages triggered when the hormones are released in the second trimester, because they get as much as a 10% death rate with the women. So it's even better. They get to kill the baby and kill the women. And then they also, it's come out in mainstream news, in Thailand, the UN comes in, forcibly injects the women three times with tetanus shots. Everybody knows it's just one. While their baby, you know, while the baby's in them, and I've seen the interviews of the women's on Thailand TV in English, and they say, and then I feel the baby stop dancing, and a few days the baby dies. I mean, this is the savage murder. And the police, the military, you're all being injected. Folks, I premiered Endgame almost 2 years ago at the Alamo Drafthouse, and I'd seen this guy on TV. He was the press secretary for and the scheduler for Governor Perry. And Governor Perry's in the film, and he shows up, and he says, "Hey, I'm Governor Perry, work for him." And he said, "I just want you to know we're not all bad at the governor's office." And I said, "Why are you here?" And he said, "Well, here's my card." And I'd lost it. But the point is, I get piles of these. He said, "Well, I want you to know 12 years ago at Fort Sam Houston, San Antonio, I'm a medic, and they sent us these, I think he said, eight guys from Fort Bragg, and they injected them, and they all died in 3 days, and then we had to go in decontamination suits, spray the whole room down with bleach, pull everything out, and decontaminate it." And I said, "Well, what are you going to do about that?" And he goes, "I don't know, but I just know you're telling the truth." And then we have all the declassified examples where they kill our own troops. The globalists are criminal. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to state that's the reason that we've had this big debate about whether or not they should be allowed to photograph the soldiers' coffins coming back. Because the news media may say, okay, what did that soldier die from and what did that soldier die from? And then it would come out that more soldiers are dying from their inoculations than are even dying from gunfire.
And I've seen those numbers. Everything you're saying, I've seen documented. And it's all mainstream. It's just a piece here, a piece there. Oh, it's killing the homeless. Oh, they accidentally put it in. Here's the key about the manufacturer of this vaccine. I specifically looked it up with this particular one. They're supposed to radiate the flu viruses, so they accidentally mix bird flu in it. Then they don't radiate it to keep it alive. Another accident, doctor, right?
Yeah, right. Well, first of all, radiation can cause mutations. So radiation does not necessarily kill the viruses. This whole thing is a scam. People have to start asking themselves, if something is a dangerous pathogen, why am I going to inject it into my body? I mean, if you have somebody cough on you or sneeze on you, at least your immune system can work in a natural fashion as the Creator gave us to create antibodies and give you lifelong immunity. And not to mention the fact of all the other additives that are in vaccines. I was so glad to hear you mention, Alex, that as far as autism, mercury is a side issue. Mercury is a toxic poison. It causes Alzheimer's along with aluminum. But you see, all of these different things. Autism is an autoimmune disease. Actually, it's subacute sclerosing panencephalitis. They changed the name to hide the fact it was caused by vaccines. But all of these injections are causing you harm. And the more that you get, the more depressed your immune system is going to be. In my paper on my website, Inoculations of True Weapons of Mass Destruction, I describe exactly what the pathology is in the immune system that causes all of these autoimmune diseases and cancer.
Well, I'm not a medical doctor, but you are, and I've interviewed many others, and it's simple. The mucous membrane, the skin, that's where the T lymphocyte programmer cells for the rest of the white blood cells are. They identify the enemy. They go up and sniff it, kill one. scan its DNA. It's literally little nanobots God made. Eats it, scans it, and then goes out and starts programming the defense. So it's like sentries. All right, we've got an enemy. We killed one. This is what their uniform looks like. Here's how you take them down. And then it transmits the info through the lymph nodes, to through the lymphatic system, total body defense system. Now they're ready. But instead, when they inject it, it all just bypasses the forces, doesn't it?
Yes. Well, also secretory IgA, which is a very important antibody that's in the upper respiratory and GI tracts, is very important in this natural induced mechanism as well. But see, that's what people have to start asking their white coats. And I encourage everybody, like I said, print out that article, Science of Vaccine Damage, that the veterinarians have proven what the vaccines are doing to the immune system. And bring that to your veterinarian, to your pediatrician, to your elderly parents' nursing home. You see, this is another very important thing that they're doing, Alex. They're actually mandating that all elderly people in nursing homes get the flu vaccine and the pneumococcal vaccine every year. And this is another way they're taking out the elderly. The Medicare Trust Fund was stolen long ago. That's what Ross Perot brought forth when he ran for president.
And they've got to get rid of the old folks. The UN openly says that. So it's a soft kill weapon to get them out of the way. Now, in the time we've got left, and I know I said I go to calls, but this info is so important. In the time we have left, Dr. Carley, you were going into the NATO documents. You even listed the book where they admit they're doing all of this. And still the public listening, or when listeners tell their friends and family, hopefully they'll pass around this video. We're also live at PrisonPlanet.tv. People watching, listen, you can't laugh at us anymore. You can't say it isn't happening. You know, the HPV is killing the women that take it.
Yeah.
That is admitted. Listen, this isn't a joke. People quit laughing after their kids die or they get sick. Please, these are eugenicists. Dr. Carley, explain to people what you think was happening with them trying to put the deadly bird flu in with regular vaccines. And how do you think they got caught? Did somebody inside blow the whistle?
Well, obviously somebody inside blew the whistle. You see, the dark forces have their agenda, and then the good guys occasionally win one for the good guys. And this is obviously what's happened in this situation. As I said, putting the bird flu virus in with the regular flu is actually what's going to make the mutation happen to create the hybrid that's going to allow the bird flu to infect the human. And this is self-evident. I mean, you don't have to be, rocket scientist to realize that all of these viruses mutate. They admit openly that the reason they have to change the flu vaccine every year is because the vaccines are always mutating.
And by the way, doctor, that's not your opinion. Up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, we have all the mainstream news articles admitting that they put this bird flu virus in with the regular viruses, and that it was being done, and that it would mutate, and that there's no way that that is an accident. This is admitted that this was happening, and that the way they told the companies to do it was the exact way to create the mutation.
Exactly. And I want to just quickly bring it to the next level. I also have another book published by the NATO Life Sciences Division entitled The Biology of Aggression, and that's all about the rabies virus. They are now also putting rabies virus into many human vaccines. There's many movies out now that actually illustrate this. Quarantine is the best, because in quarantine they actually admit that the rabies virus is what's making these people become ghouls. This is going to get even worse, folks, and this is being done intentionally.
That's right. The media always throws us in our face.
Yes.
Like the government creates a cancer shot cure. And the inventor of it, it's I Am Legend, and then 99% die, but 1% turn into these raving lunatics. Take the movie Serenity, where the government puts this stuff into the atmosphere that kills everybody, but then a small percent turn into these raving maniacs. And you're right, the Pentagon, Wired Magazine, their head futurist, Mr. Marshall, brags that they're also creating compounds to make the troops psychopathic killers. Then they give them an amnesiac. They're already doing this in Afghanistan as a test. And then now mainstream news came out and said, we're going to have everybody take these amnesiacs where we don't feel bad about who we are anymore.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I was amazed that the mainstream media, I was listening to NPR one day, and they were talking about a study done in Switzerland where they used the blood pressure drug propranolol. to reverse a post-traumatic stress disorder. People that had been traumatized by something take this blood pressure drug. That's what people have to realize. Every single drug has a mental side effect. And now they're actually admitting that they can remove these traumatic memories with propranolol. So as your loved ones are being killed and maimed by the mainstream medical mafia, you can take this blood pressure medication and just say, oh, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that.
Well, it literally is like a lobotomy. And they're saying they want to put statins and this drug and others in the water. They're now admitting they're going to medicate the water. I mean,
They're doing it with fluoride. They're already doing it with fluoride. And they're also admitting that as we're flushing more and more drugs down the toilet and down the sink, these are all being released into the water supplies. Isn't it amazing, Alex, that nobody seems to be rising up to protest that? As far as the ecology in nature are concerned, why don't they have a problem with all these things?
Because they've destroyed with drugs, admittedly, our normal human spirit of just burning, being alive, being intelligent. They're just drugged out. Oh, my gosh. Dr. Carly, stay there. We're going to come back and get more into this. Ladies and gentlemen, they were putting live bird flu in with regular flu so it could go airborne.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Get Dr. Blaylock on about this next week. I'm going to get Dr. Carly back on. I'm going to get a bunch of medical doctors on so you can hear the same thing from different medical doctors with all the documents, all the articles. We're going to do a whole show on FEMA camps next week as well, just where I go through all the documents, all the videos. Because we cover a piece here, a piece there as it comes out in the news. We're going to be doing some big special reports. We're going to put a lot of work into these next week. The Obama Deception is on sale right now. It ships out in 9 days, so get your copy. Be first in line to get it at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. We've got to expose this guy's a front man. He's doubled the funding for eugenics operations in Africa and Asia and Latin America. Poor brown folks think he represents them. He doesn't represent anybody but the New World Order. Dr. Carley, in closing, I think we've averted major disaster here. I mean, even mainstream Canadian, British, Czechoslovakian news is saying, was this – this is in mainstream news. When I first read it, they were, the news was saying, was this done on purpose? Because this company's also developed a bird flu vaccine, but people keep dying in the test with other companies that are testing theirs. We just covered the London Telegraph on that with the people dying. I mean, this is miraculous that – that this did leak out and got stopped.
Right. But, of course, it's not in the U.S. mainstream media. Thank God for shows like yours. It's bringing it out to the people of America. But I want to make it very clear. It's not just the bird flu. This is with all of these biological weapons, including Lyme's disease and West Nile encephalitis. I have a book in front of me entitled Lab 257, The Disturbing Story of the Government's Secret Plum Island Germ Laboratory by Michael Christopher Carroll, where he quotes David Huxtall, who was the Plum Islands director in June 2000. And this is what he said, Alex, and I quote, "The plant that will produce biological agents for weapons purposes may not look too much different from the plant that produces biological agents for vaccines. This is all one and the same. Vaccines are a biological weapon, period. That's what people have to wrap their head around."
Well, cancer is exploding. 50 years ago, 1 in 33 died of it. Now it's 1 in 3, about to be 1 in 2. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, his dad runs Planned Parenthood, the eugenics group, is openly involved in all of this. My film Endgame covers it. Dr. Carley, we're going to have you back up in the very, very near future. In fact, let me just have my producer call you, or one of the producers call you right now and get you back on. We will talk to you in the near future. We're going to link to your detailed reports at InfoWars.com, to DrCarley.com, and key reports you've got up there posted, like U.S. controls bird flu vaccines over bioweapons fears and others. And we'll talk to you next week. Take care.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Keep up
you
the
bet.
Good work.
Yeah, can you do 2 hours sometime next week?
Oh, you betcha.
Okay, we'll set you up for 2 hours to do it, and so I can actually – and let you roll and go through all your incredible knowledge, because I've been going over it, and it's just amazing. Thank you so much. I apologize to Maria, Pat, Brian, Matt, Mark, and others. I said I'd go to your calls. It was too important what she was covering. We have to get this info out. It's freaking me out. Every instinct I've got is, you know, run to the third world, get your children out of the country, because I love them so much. But there's nowhere to run. They're doing this all over the planet. And like she said, when they really do this, they're going to be spraying it out of helicopters. They've got government operations doing that. That if the Sunshine Project broke in 2000, plans to spray us with helicopters. And they do it to the military. I mean, just Google government test chemicals, biologicals, radiologicals on troops, deaths result. Endgame covers it, all the mainstream news. I mean, they're just throwing it in our face. They kill us right in front of our face, and then we sit. They kill the troops that will be spraying us, and the troops still follow orders and do it. Police, military, FBI, government. We were right about the New World Order. We were right about the banks. We were right about it. We're reading their documents. Please read their documents. They're all on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They're all on the guest sites we bring on. It's the facts. I wish it wasn't true. I know it's crazy. Please, please realize psychopathic eugenicists run the country. Retransmission starts now. One place, InfoWars.com on the internet streams, and back live tomorrow, 11 to 3 p.m., and then back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.